Oh, I can't see if there's any cars coming. Okay, we're good. Oh, I gotta crank the wheel harder if I want to do that. Okay. What is you doing? You dumbass. What the f- you trying to kill me? Let's get into what really matters. Dad playing Half-Life. I feel like looking at Hot Dad's Twitch account. It seemed like it was art. I want to say it was Half-Life. Maybe I'm misremembering. Yeah, Half-Life 2. Yeah. I was looking at some of the archives. This I can't. Fuck this.
Mama tells me I shouldn't bother.
is such... Oh, this sucks shit, man. Oh! Break it down. I like the follow pop-ups on Twitch when you can unfollow and refollow and have it pop again. And just sit there and do that over and over again. Truck drivers. Double parked. We'll find out in about 3 seconds. fucked again by this other car. Oh, this car is also double parking way closer to the intersection. And now I'm probably actually fucked. Wait, okay, they're moving. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Yep, I got it. Not a problem. Two mail trucks. Wow. A lot of good music tonight already. Very excited about it. You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way, but ain't a hit till Wayne Brady spit. There are too many cars here. This is a... The most talented of the Wahlberg family, as far as I'm concerned, is right here. Doug Wahlberg. I just assume Doug is their dad. Oh, cool. Welcome to good music. Glad you can make it. I hope you're doing well out there tonight. Yeah.
of course.
Why did Muse make bad fake dubstep? Might have to play that leak we listened to this morning. I don't know, some of you in the night crew might not have heard. Got my hands on a song from the soundtrack of an unannounced video game movie. It's a mind blower. We'll be right back. That I could ever love another video game movie again, but I feel like that if that's the direction they're going for the soundtrack of the Bubsy movie, getting just bangers like that on the soundtrack and just hot artists like that to contribute I'm pretty optimistic. You know, it's like they say, what could possibly go wrong?
Looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride without even falling off. She's gotta be compatible, take me to my limit. Ooh girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't wanna get off. If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony. My saddle's waiting. Come and jump on it. If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony. My saddle's waiting. Come and jump on it. Sitting here flossing, keeping your stilo. Ooh girl, if I had the chance, the things I would do to you, you and your body, every single portion.
Keeping your stilo. Oh, cool. Borderlands fan music.
Yeah.
driving foot. It's been bugging me all day. Might be these shoes.
Cash, education is what I'm looking at. When I get a degree,
taken off my shoe and my foot feels better, so there you have it. These shoes. Problematic.
Chapter 1. Lainey. Girl code rule number 1.
Uh-huh.
Never date the ex of a friend.
Oh, yeah. Don't I know it.
Holy moly.
Whoa.
Was Gideon freaking Roth.
Shit.
Not even a balding, pot-bellied, snaggle-toothed Gideon Roth either, which some of the men Lainey Duluth had spent her early college years with had come to possess. She'd run across plenty of old friends from back in the day who hadn't aged nearly as gracefully as this. Now, she was staring. She needed to be working, but she was straight up staring.
Aw,
the door
shit.
Had opened, parting a few of the guests standing by, and a casual, unsuspecting glance in that direction had stopped her dead in her Nine West gray leopard print pointy-toed ankle-booted tracks.
Thank you for
My
the product
God.
Placement.
He'd aged from the gorgeous 20-something young man she had known to the devastatingly and formidably handsome man that stood before her. His thick, dark hair was lightly peppered with streaks of silver. His jaw was square and chiseled and dusted with the 5 o'clock shadow. His broad shoulders molded down to a svelte waist, giving him that sculpted, triangular build that only hours in the gym could attain. For all his dark slacks were doing to his ass, he might as well have been wearing baseball pants.
Okay.
In a word, he was mouth-watering.
Whoa.
Okay, so yes, it was utterly and undeniably wrong for such lustful thoughts to cross her mind for this man as they did. Lustful thoughts led to flirtation, and flirtation often led to... No. No way, no how. A girl does not date, flirt with, or give in to lustful fantasies about their friend's exes, especially not the ex of her best friend. Especially when said ex left her friend's heart in a pile of rubble and devastation. He'd walked out all those years ago, and now, here he was gracing the floor of the Merkitt Alumni Center for an end-of-year benefit on the campus of Texas Tech University, their old alma mater. Things had really changed since then. This building hadn't even existed when they studied here all those years ago.
What?
More specifically,
that is crazy.
Back when Gideon and Priya, Lainey's best friend, had dated. Although, if she really wanted to get technical, perhaps Priya had been the first to break the girl code when she started dating Gideon in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Lainey was almost certain Priya had known how bad she'd had it for him ever since he asked her to borrow a number 2 pencil before an exam in American government
her
second year of college. Yes, that long ago. She watched as Gideon walked over to a group of people standing near the center of the room, and she subconsciously brushed the tangles from her hair with her fingers, bringing the long, dark strands in the front to fall down around her shoulders. And truth be told, she didn't think she'd ever see the likes of Gideon again, not since he'd gone on to some Ivy League law school way across the country somewhere after his senior year. Of course, Priya had been heartbroken at the time, but it hadn't seemed to affect Gideon in the slightest. They'd heard rumors he hadn't wasted any time moving on once he left town, not that he had ever married. He had just held the most eligible bachelor title in gossip circles for like 15 years running. Lainey wondered what Priya would say if she saw him here now. Come to think of it, she herself wasn't sure what to think seeing him here. She'd been expecting to see him 2 weeks from now, since he was slotted to be the best man for Melinda Conrad and Jared Bailey's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
As the event planner, or in that case, wedding planner, she had the benefit of a little advance notice she'd be coming face to face with the guy she'd never really gotten over. She had not, however, expected him to be here for another 2 weeks. So much for having the time to mentally prepare herself.
Yeah, right?
But seeing him now, she knew no amount of preparation could have done her justice. Her heart still raced at the sight of him, just like it always had. Lainey? A woman nearby cleared her throat, trying to grab her attention. She peeled her eyes away from Gideon and looked over to see a drunken elderly mother-in-law of the university's president making a grab for a microphone center stage. Okay, I better just go tend to that, she said in a rush, hurrying over to finagle the microphone out of the woman's hands and temporarily distracting herself from the blast from her sordid past. She had to hand it to this old lady. She sure had a strong grip, frail as she may have seemed. There was still fire in that one. Lainey looked up and noticed everyone watching her like she was about to make a speech. The room quieted, and all heads turned her way. She wanted to sink into a hole and disappear. She was the event planner, not one of the speakers, and she preferred to keep behind the scenes, not right in the spotlight. It was still a good 10 minutes yet before the keynote speaker would go on. Hi, she said, trying to plaster on a wide smile and avert the attention to hopefully not embarrass the president's mother-in-law, and therefore the president himself. How's everyone's night so far? She asked, hoping to get a positive response. Instead, she got crickets.
Uh-oh.
She scanned the crowd of eyes all honed on her until they locked on Gideon's.
Uh-oh.
She couldn't be sure, but she thought she saw his lips purse into a quirky smile. She quickly looked away like she didn't notice him. Would he even recognize her now? She doubted it. The hair, the dressy clothes, the few extra pounds she'd gained over the years. She wasn't sure she'd recognize herself from 15 years ago, much less Gideon, who she'd likely been a nobody to. Mortified and reddening deeper by the second, she let out a nervous laugh. Everyone be sure to get your drink refills. We have about 10 minutes before the esteemed Martha Mahan will come and grace us with her keynote speech for the evening. Thank you all. This garnered smiles and quiet clapping, while many took the opportunity to head to the open bar on one side of the room. She slipped off
quick
the stage,
thinking.
The feisty mother-in-law now well tended to, and eased her way back into the background where she belonged. She was bent over a microphone cord, rolling it into a neat pile and out of the way when she felt a hand come to rest at her hip. Startled, she jolted upright, realizing her midi-dressed covered derriere would have been on display to whoever it was behind her. She turned to see who had approached her, only to find Gideon Roth smiling his perfect smile back at her.
Aw, shit.
Her eyes opened wide in surprise. Gideon! Oh my god, I wasn't expecting you. I can't believe it. What are you doing here? Wow, you look great. She accidentally gave him the once-over and realized immediately that she just blatantly undressed him with her eyes. Then there was the fact she was babbling and needed to shut up. Where was that hole she wanted to fall into again? Hey, Lainey, you look great yourself, he said, returning the once-over, only slower and with an unmistakable air of appreciation. I didn't expect to see you here either. I'm in town for Jared's wedding, that's right. She snapped her fingers together and nodded with exaggerated movements, finishing his sentence before he had the chance. If she could have facepalmed herself right there, she would have. Could she have been any more obvious? Chill out, she told herself. Of course, you and Jared were best friends back in college. How could I forget? She hadn't. Wow, well, it's great to see you. How long are you in town for?
At least a couple of weeks.
That's great. How did you manage to get away from work for that long? I thought you were a big shot attorney somewhere in Houston now. So I've heard. Nervous, she ran her fingers through her hair again, trying to resist the urge to touch his arm, his chest, his face.
Go on.
Now that he was this close to her, he smelled so good, like a woodsy, citrusy, manly cologne, and the tailored suit he wore that seemed to hug the curves of his muscular build was doing strange things to her.
I called in some favors. Colleagues filling in, video conferences, whatever is needed,
he replied, gesturing to a pocket she guessed his phone was in. I see. Well, be sure to take some time to enjoy yourself while you're here. It'd be a shame to get some time away and spend the entire time working. This brought that old, familiar smile to his face, the one that showed that one dimple he had in his left cheek. Unfortunately, it was still freaking adorable.
I'll keep that in mind.
he said, and he reached to brush a wild strand of her hair out of her eyes. Not embarrassing at all. Maybe we can have dinner one night while I'm here. Have a drink, catch up. The feel of his fingers that had just barely brushed the side of her face.
Okay. I think I see where that one's going.
Phone's ringing, I'll be back.